Funnily enough, we're going to talk about dancing now. We've got the very lovely Evelyn in the studio. Now, she's a producer for the University of Sydney Movement and Dance Society Showcase, which is kicking off next Thursday. Welcome, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. And also joining me as well, my lovely producer is, well, Bella. Sorry, darling.
Hey, T.
Hello. So, please, I know nothing except for the fact that I can't dance and I try to go to dance classes and it turns out real bad. It's bad. I'll show you later. Tell me, what are you guys all about? How long have you been together? Tell us the history.
So, the University of Sydney Movement and Dance Society have been, like, with the uni for a very, very long time.
Yeah, yeah,
like, I believe way so. Before I joined the uni.
Yeah.
But the production, something that occurs every year. And so, Loom, so that's the major piece.
Perfect. And so, it starts next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts is it?
So, it's at the Seymour Centre.
Oh,
just
beautiful.
Up the road.
Perfect. Yeah, just up the road. So, now, every year it's a different concept.
Yes.
So, tell us more about the concept for Loom.
So, Loom is about shining a light on the untold stories from different perspectives. So, that's the main theme that we're aiming for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, just looking at things from different perspectives, say, for example, you're looking at something like a war. You know, it's not just about the soldiers who go out and fight at war, but it's about the families they leave behind too. So we explore their emotions. We explore how people feel about war.
Mm-hmm.
We explore what happens at a war, stuff
so
like
I'm
that.
Assuming that, well, how do you find out how people are feeling? Are you interviewing people? Is that kind of your perception of it? Or?
So at the start of the year, we put a call out for stories. So we've got people within MADSOC, so within the society, submitting their stories anonymously. We've also got their friends, so people from the MADSOC community, finding stories for us. And then we look through these stories to pick out what we want to showcase and craft it into a storyline. So when you come to see Loom next week, from the start to the end of the show, it's a single storyline that explores different themes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's contributed a piece within. So you're a producer, you also choreographed a piece?
Yes, I choreographed a piece.
And what style of dance is it? Or yeah.
My piece?
Yes.
So I choreographed a contemporary Chinese piece.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and my story is about how life cycles, or how when one chapter closes, another chapter opens. So mainly I was inspired by people who've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. And some people, after they've received that diagnosis, their life ends there. They feel that their life ends there. They feel that they can't do anything anymore. There's nothing worth living for anymore. Whereas there is another group of people that, after they've been diagnosed with a terminal illness, they go and live out the rest of their life to the fullest. So that's when one chapter closes and another opens.
And this is just a small theme within, well, it's a big theme, but a small part of the whole show.
Yeah, so we have one theme. So to say the piece before me, before my piece, explores how that person has just been diagnosed with a terminal illness. So it flows from her piece into mine and so on. So we've got like the medical or the healthcare section, if you want to call it that way.
This is a huge
It's a huge show.
Yeah. And so I'm not going to ask how many people are involved, do you know?
This year we have a cast of just past 140
wow.
people. So huge
wow.
cast.
And you're the producer for this. You must be tearing your hair out.
Yes, it has been quite difficult managing the cast. But everyone's really lovely. And just in the past weeks, we have had Sunday, what we call boot camps, where the full cast gets together.
Wow.
And we put the whole show together from start to finish without stopping. That's when the cast finally sees what the whole show is about. Because before that, they've just been getting snippets, and now they finally understand what's happening, and that's when the cast really bonds as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So just with that that storyline and that flow, how you mentioned earlier that there's Bollywood dancing in it as well. How do you manage to create like a flow and a storyline with all these different dance styles?
So I guess the dance styles highlight the fact that there is different perspectives, because I guess you can tell a single story using many types of dance. We have tap, you can tell it a certain way. You have ballet and contemporary. And it just adds to the diversity in that it's the show. So it's not only diverse in themes and stories, but also dance styles. Yeah, and our amazing Bollywood choreographers, they've done a really good job at it. So you just need to come watch the show.
So each style is kind of important to the story as well.
It is, yes. So we try to have a balance and not too many contemporary pieces or not too many hip-hop pieces, stuff like that.
I'll do some hip-hop, because that's what I try.
JFH.
Every time I see hip-hop, I'm like, I can do this. Yeah. I can do it. No, I can't. Okay. So this is fantastic. And just a little bit about yourself as well. Mm-hmm. How long have you been dancing? And
I've been dancing since I was six.
Wow.
But I haven't been formally trained, so don't watch me dance on stage. Watch the good ones.
Oh, I'm sure you're fantastic. I think that goes past the 10,000 hours for expert kind of requirement. Yeah. Is it something? And how does someone get involved in the dance? What did you say? SIMOC? What did you call it?
Wait,
the Sydney University Movement of Dance.
MADSOC.
So, thank you.
Movement and Dance.
I've got
MAD.
MADSOC. Okay. Come not even down with the lingo. Oh my God.
Yeah, just find us on Facebook and Instagram, UCID MADSOC, or pop by to the University of Sydney.
Is it just for University of Sydney students, or is it a little wider?
No. Oh. So anyone in the community can come and take regular classes that we run every semester.
Ooh,
but
cool.
To be and in the production, you have to be like a student or affiliated with MADSOC. So just pop by to the classes and get involved.
Where can I go to the classes, Evelyn?
So it's all at the University of Sydney.
Okay, so if you
jump on the website.
Yep.
Or on Instagram, they announce like weekly when the classes are. So I believe today, well, don't quote me on this, but like there was a contemporary class with our lovely Sibel, who is choreographing a piece for the show.
Yep, sure.
So yeah, you just pop in there and there'll be an exec member who can sign you up to the society.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it so much. That's awesome. Is there a cost involved in that one?
There is. I believe it's $5 to join for the year.
Oh, well,
and
I think
then
we can
all classes are free.
Coffee. Oh, that's amazing. What a great thing. And also, where can we get tickets for the show?
So you can jump on the Seymour Centre website and look for Illum. Or the simplest way is to just type into Google Illume, Illume, Seymour, and the first link that pops up.
She's definitely a producer.
Yeah.
She's got that down. So thank you so much for coming in. It sounds amazing. I think that's...
It's more than one night. You've got...
Yeah, sorry.
We've got three nights. Yeah. So Thursday we open and we close on Saturday night.
And then there's a big party afterwards.
Yeah. There's a big party.
Which we're now invited to. We're just going to slot a little piece in there till we see representing.
Come join us on stage in the finale.
You don't want that. No one wants that. I can't thank you enough for coming. Best of luck. I'm going to try and get there. I think we'll talk about it and hopefully try and get there and support. It sounds amazing. Yeah, it sounds great. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Evelyn. You're with Teresa Drive. Evelyn from the MADSOC coming in to promote we'll talk about their show next week, which sounds fascinating. Huge lineup and a huge diverse cast. Illume with the Seymour Centre. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.